John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Brian Laundrie's still dead, right?
Brian Laundrie's still dead. All his they haven't said exactly how much of his body they recovered.
It's true. I thought it was just like a little bag.
Yeah, I don't know if it was just a bag of bones.
And what's in that notebook? Anyway, we're also going to talk about how, that Rand Paul, the Kentucky senator, has been after Dr. Fauci over gain-of-function research. Looks like he was right. The NIH has admitted that the U.S. did fund what's called gain-of-function research when it comes to bat viruses at the Wuhan lab.
It means Fauci was lying.
Yes.
It's like indisputable.
Uninformed.
Now. Yeah, he was lying about it. So we'll get into that. But, Mike Bonin, in his crimes he's committed on the West Side, is he's allowed these homeless camps to run wild. And then when Sheriff Villanueva embarrassed him by cleaning up the Venice Boardwalk, Bonin hopped on the back end of that to try to steal credit. And one of the organizations that Bonin used, claiming that he was actually getting homeless people housed, one of the organizations is known as PATH, People Assisting the Homeless. If you type in Mike Bonin and PATH, you'll get quite a number of hits. And we've told you that a lot of these nonprofits are taking tax money to enrich themselves. And today, of all people, the California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, he is so left-wing and woke, he's like a George Gascon clone.
Well, it was an investigation by LAPD's Commercial Crimes Division. I guess it was presented to Bonta.
And he announced charges against three defendants to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars in public funds from PATH.
And it looks like a couple of the individuals worked for PATH.
Yeah, we got Steve Gregory here to lay out the details of this.
Yeah, guys, that's what caught my attention on this story. It sort of red flagged when it came in because I'm on the AG's mailing list. And so when I saw this, 56-count felony complaint, 56 counts. These three individuals are charged with using their position. Two of them were employed by PATH, as Ken said, between those two and the third individual. During a period back in 2017, they were using their position to fraudulently file claims. And what they were doing is they were filing claims in the names of their friends and family.
Claims for what kind of things?
For homeless services. Like
for homeless services?
Affordable housing. food vouchers, clothing, all of these things.
That's exactly what we've been saying for years.
So instead of the services and resources going to those in need,
right,
it was going to the friends and family of these three individuals.
Oh, man. Do you know how long this went on?
Our tax money.
It went on for a period. I think it went on for the first half, January to September of 2017.
Yeah, it says here, working in concert with one another, the three defendants, two employed by PATH, exploited the model by submitting fraudulent referrals and assistant requests to
nine months
who were not homeless.
9 months of theft.
Yeah. This says they included associates, friends, and families whose identities they manipulated through forged and falsified materials.
I wonder how this came to the attention of LAPD. Do you know?
You know what? I'm not sure. I do have the complaint. I was trying to read through the complaint. It's a lot of pages. Typically on stuff like that, it's usually in a bookkeeping error. Somebody told somebody something. When you've got that many people involved, someone's gonna spout off somewhere, whether it's in passing or something like that. So it could have either been a bookkeeping thing. Someone started putting two and two together because they were falsifying documents like leases, income statements, so that they appeared eligible. So there might have been something going on there. But the Commercial Crimes Unit at LAPD, I mean, they're the ones that really specialize in these white-collar crimes like art theft and things like that. So
how much money do you think was taken?
Well, they said hundreds of thousands of dollars is what they identify. Hundreds of thousands.
56 felonies.
56 felony charges.
And it went all to the three people?
For all three people.
All right, so none of the money went to the friends and relatives they were naming in these...
They were the recipients of the services and the benefits, but the money was embezzled through the three, and then they would give the services, like the vouchers and stuff, allegedly went to the three individuals, while the housing, the affordable housing, went to their friends and the other services that they get.
Fraudulent falsified documents like leases and income documents to make it look like the people were eligible for PATH money.
Yeah, so... This is also, if you remember, LASA, and you were talking about that too. That's the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. That's the city's. It's actually not the city. It's a county city. Yeah, it's kind of one of these partnerships. But you know that Catherine Barger is the one that put in the motion that she wants the county's involvement with LASA reevaluated for potential disconnection from them. I think there's been a lot of complaints about LASA that's gone to the county level.
But there's a city councilman doing the same thing. He wants to cut off LA's work with LASA.
Right, because even during the Echo Park eviction, if you might recall, LASA was supposed to be going in there and taking care of all of that. They were told to go in there and take care of all of that. And when they wouldn't, that's when the district, it was O'Farrell's district, are contracted with Urban Alchemy, and that ended up being the nonprofit that came in. They're based in San Francisco, and they had to come in because the city's own homeless liaison authority wasn't doing the job. They were not going out there and doing what they were supposed to be doing. So Urban Alchemy gets hired to go in there and do it. So that's it. They pay them $10,000 or $110,000. I think I'm trying to remember $110,000 to go in there and take care of the Echo Park situation, and that was money that was taken out of the general fund.
So you're saying the city homeless employees weren't doing their job?
And
we had to get this group from San Francisco?
In the Echo Park eviction, it's listed in the after action report. That's how I learned about it.
Yeah.
The after action report written by the LAPD, when they said they repeatedly was asking for LASA for help to come over and help them and do what they were supposed to be doing, and they said they weren't responsive, and that O'Farrell's office was asking for LASA to come over, and they were unresponsive.
Well, they're getting tax money, too. All their salaries are paid by us, and they just don't respond. They don't show up when they're asked to help in a cleanup situation?
In this particular situation, no.
Man, this is so corrupt.
And then if you look even further, this was one of the foreshadowing, if you will, of L.A. County Sheriff Villanueva. When he said, the thing you have to really watch for on this all this homeless stuff, it's not what I'm doing necessarily. I'm going here and doing this. What you have to look for are the services, the nonprofits. You have to look at the paper trail. You have to follow the money. And after Measure J passed and where that, you know, they have to allocate X amount of dollars now to, you know, reform and all of these other services, he says, that's when the number of nonprofit licenses and applications for nonprofits skyrocketed. Because everyone wants in on this now. Because
it's a lot of money.
Then, if you look at who's tied to this, who's going to be on the boards of directors, who's going to be advisors, whose PR firms are going to be involved.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all cyclical.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for that report. Steve Gregory, who was on this release from the State Attorney General, Rob Bonta's office. They are charging, due to an LAPD investigation from their Commercial Crimes Division, three people. Two of whom were employed by something called People Assisting the Homeless with stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, People Assisting the Homeless is actually contracted through LASA, who we were just talking about, the Los Angeles Homeless Authority Agency. And they contract this kind of outfit called PATH to serve those without homes. But apparently a couple of employees with PATH are being charged with submitting fraudulent documents on behalf of their friends, families, and associates to rip off the nonprofit for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, I think there's a lot of stories like this.
Oh, there is. It just depends on how many investigations are going to be done. But that exactly. The homeless
agencies.
And I
want to know if PATH told LAPD about this or somebody tipped off LAPD. Yeah. I'd like to know how this found its way to this full investigation, because the captain who's cited here, Lillian Carranza, said it was very lengthy and complex investigation. So I don't know why people submitting fraudulent documents, three people, would be that complex. But all right, we'll talk more when we come back.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken show continues. Oh, it's time to give away money.
KFI has your chance to win $1,000.
Text the nationwide keyword
money, M-O-N-E-Y,
to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info.
Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
That's money to 200-200.
Again with the spelling. Pick up the phone if it rings.
Got to be clear so people are not confused as to what word they're sending in.
Even if you don't recognize the number, and likely it's coming from the 513 area code. Listen to KFI for the winning keyword every weekday at 20 after, between 5:20 in the morning and 7:20 at night, which means you have another chance to win next hour with Conway at 6:20.
Very exciting. All right, we move over to something we haven't talked about in a while, the Wuhan lab. Anybody remember the China Wuhan lab?
Yeah, that's where the evil virus was grown. That ruined everybody's life for the last year and a half.
Rapidly coming up on 2 years of this story. And, of course, there are beliefs that the coronavirus originated out of the Wuhan lab and not the wet market in Wuhan.
No.
Although there's a great story today that Chinese social media is spreading a story that lobsters imported from the state of Maine contain coronavirus. Mm-hmm. They ended up at the Wuhan market, and that started COVID. I like that one. Maine lobsters.
Who knew the Chinese government had comedy writers? That's good.
That's they're just looking for a taker. Anybody want this story? It's a good one.
Yeah.
The U.S. did it to us by sending us contaminated lobsters. But this, of course, brings us back to a long debate. Was the U.S. in any way funding what is called gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab? And, of course, when this came up, usually the guy that was bringing it up was U.S. Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, and he often went after Dr. Fauci about this because it had long been reported but never admitted by the National Institutes of Health. Now, this brings us back to something called EcoHealth Alliance. This is a New York City-based nonprofit that got money from the NIH and then would dispense it to facilities around the world. In this case, the money ended up with the Wuhan lab.
And I always want to point out that when the pandemic started, the guy who ran EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, he's actually British, immediately published a public letter with many of his scientific buddies claiming that in no way could this have come out of the lab. Absolutely impossible. And he, you know, he's a guy nobody ever heard of, right, in the real world. It's like, why is this guy running around claiming, I didn't do it, I didn't do it? Well, it's because his organization did it. The money went to EcoHealth.
He was urging other top medical people to say the same thing. He was trying to get them to disseminate the message that this could not have occurred out of a lab. Right.
And he was acting out publicly to try to cover up the guilt that his organization had in funding this gain-of-function research. And it's easy to explain. The research was to make the virus more powerful, more transmissible.
Viruses being taken from animals before they are genetically altered in a lab to make them more transmissible to humans. That's what gain-of-function research is. And the big story today is that the NIH, National Institutes of Health, did put out a letter admitting that they had connection to what turned out to be gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. They didn't use the term gain-of-function, but they alluded to it.
Yeah, they wrote that EcoHealth's limited experiment tested whether spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China, were they capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor in a mouse model. The lab mice infected with the modified virus became sicker than those that were giving the unmodified virus, as sometimes occurs in science. This was an unexpected result of the research as opposed to something that the researchers set out to do.
The NIH official wrote.
Yeah,
unexpected.
We didn't fund this to do gain-of-function research to make this
a worse... But that's how it turned out.
Right? It's just by an accident. Well, look what happened now.
But that was our point. You're going to give money to China and the Wuhan lab. You can't control how they spend it.
And the admission...
You have to realize that this is a very good possibility.
Yeah, and they wrote this to a Republican congressman, James Comer. And it's got to be that the NIH heard that somebody in Congress got the goods. Somebody figured this out, and it's best to get ahead of the story and admit it in a sideways way, in a letter to a congressman. The admission directly contradicts Anthony Fauci's testimony to Congress in May and July when he denied that the U.S. had funded gain-of-function projects in Wuhan. The money went from the NIH to EcoHealth Alliance, which went to the Wuhan lab. We did fund it. Fauci was lying. Rand Paul was correct.
And they're basically throwing Eco Health Alliance under the bus here, saying that they didn't alert us to this. And he said if Eco Health had alerted us to the growth, it would have prompted a review to determine if the research plan should be reevaluated. And he insisted that the bat coronavirus studied under the NIH grant could not have become COVID-19 because the sequences of the viruses are genetically very distant. So he also wanted to point that out.
Do you know, to this day, they have not found a single animal in China that had this virus. They've tested, I think, 80,000 animals.
Now that's suspicious.
Yeah. Only showed up in the humans. How'd that happen?
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Kent, KFI. And John and Kent Show. John Cobell and Ken Chiampou. It's KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
With tomorrow, the award-winning Moist line returning. I just made it up. It's probably won some awards.
No, keep saying it. People will believe it. We got to start doing propaganda like the politicians and the government does. You just repeat the same lie over and over again. Eventually, you'll see it'll show up in newspaper stories.
The award-winning John and Ken Show.
The award-winning. Well, we have won awards, but maybe
recently?
Two.
Yeah.
No, they don't hand out awards anymore. Nobody hands
out awards.
Didn't
they just make another top 100 list of talkers?
There's only 87 people left. So. Of course we're going to make that.
Well, I keep getting this email from some company that wants to send me a plaque that I can buy. It's like, oh, yeah, great.
Oh,
no. Yeah, it keeps coming to the John Kent Show.
There are a lot.
We must have been in something. That's how I know. We must
that's
have
like,
named yeah, something.
That's like the Who's Who scam.
It is.
You pay money.
Did you know you're in the Who's Who, right?
Yeah, right. Pay, and then you find out you got to pay, $1,000, and they'll put you in.
It might be worth it if you feel the ego need to be in the Who's Who of...
My sons get this. There are these fake companies out there that say, hey, you want to be in this special National Honor Society? And you have to pay money. And then you're listed among these Honor Society people. And what you get for it is, like, they'll give you these videos where you're tutored on leadership skills and all kinds of nonsense like that. And it's for real. And you're open this, and you think you've just been inducted into the Scholars Hall of Fame, right? And you look into it, and you realize, oh, my God, this is a racket. This is a scam. You got to pay them money. And they give you a couple of videos, and they flatter you and say, oh, these are great leadership courses that you're going to take. And it's all nonsense.
Yeah,
there's so much of that out there.
I was just looking at the Dodger game. I don't want to second guess Dave Roberts, the manager, but this is the most important game of the year, and the pitchers so far are Joe Kelly and Evan Phillips. What the hell is that?
It's a bullpen game.
Yeah, but Eric, Phillips? I don't care if Joe Kelly got hurt.
I never even heard of that guy.
Joe Kelly, who?
Evan Phillips.
Oh, Evan Phillips, I think, is newer. Right.
Yeah.
But
right.
Joe Kelly's been around, but he's a middle reliever.
They're taking guys off the street now to pitch.
I was going
to
say, what?
I mean, their pitching staff has been depleted completely.
They're tired.
Yeah. Pretty soon.
The whole team looks very tired.
Yeah, it took everything out of them to beat the Giants, and now they're
and
suffering
not only that,
the consequences.
They were in a grueling race to win the division. They were fighting like hell the last month to try to get first place, and
yeah,
then
exactly.
They had the playoff game.
They're tired.
And then they had the Giants.
They're tired.
They're tired. We're all tired.
Braves aren't tired.
You know what would be fun to follow? And John Cobell can maybe follow this for us. Besides your homeless encampment over there at the VA. Mm. The city of L.A. pretty soon is going to have a requirement that restaurants check vaccine proof for indoor dining, just like they have in San Francisco. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that there's another In-N-Out restaurant in the Bay Area, which is getting fined because they don't want to be the vaccine police. We told you about the one at Fisherman's Wharf, which was temporarily closed by health officials in San Francisco because they weren't properly checking vaccine proof for indoor dining. So they turned around and just said it's going to be to-go only because we don't want to be the vaccine police. Now we have Contra Costa County finding a restaurant in Pleasant Hill for the same thing. So we have a lot of In-N-Outs in L.A. I just wonder if this little war
is going to... I may go to an In-N-Out tomorrow.
You don't
I'm not
eat
sure.
in, though, but you don't eat in. You just drive through, right?
Yeah, it's true. I drive through.
There are a lot of places like that I don't necessarily want to eat in because of the caliber of people sitting
just,
around.
You know, there. It seems to me, I don't know if this will end up in a lawsuit, but why does a business owner have to do the work of the government?
Because there aren't enough government people to go to every restaurant and check vaccine proof.
Yeah, well, then maybe you shouldn't pass that requirement. But you have to basically hire an employee and make them do government work. I don't know. There's something funky about that, which I think should be fought in court.
Because technically, you can't even let people in the door. You're right. You have to have somebody right there at the entrance. Once they get in their side, you know, they may, even if they don't go to the counter, they may still hang out in there and spread their virus.
And it's so stupid. The spread levels are so low and so many people are vaccinated. It's just so idiotic. It is just stupid. I mean, everyone is going along fine now as it is, right? People are choosing to eat indoors or they're choosing to eat outdoors. There are no outbreaks coming from restaurant attendants. There aren't any. I mean, we've had this system now where no restaurants asking for verification and it hasn't caused any problems. There's no reason for this.
There's another school up north. It's in the Davis, California Unified School District, which sent a note home to parents. Because rain is forecasted this week, this will present an additional challenge to our lunch routines. Students may be required to eat outside due to COVID restrictions. I'm asking you to send your children to school with rain gear and warm jackets.
You're going to make the kids eat lunch in the rain because they don't want the kids crowding inside the school.
That's right, because to eat, you do have to take off your mask.
All right.
It's tough to eat through a mask.
Aren't we at the peak of bureaucratic stupidity?
This is lunacy. You're absolutely right.
I mean, the thing is, they're shameless about their insanity. They don't think they're crazy. They think forcing kids, and up in the Bay Area, that's a cold, windy rain.
Yes.
So little kids are going to be eating their soggy peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the rain.
Well, they're not going to put up umbrellas or coverings, or you would think they would do something to
window blow the rain sideways. They're telling them to wear rain jackets. They're expecting the kids to get wet, to get soaked.
They probably can't find enough cover.
Right.
But I imagine they've been eating outside, but it hasn't been raining. But they want to tell them we're going to continue eating outside.
And the silly fools up there, nobody's going in to the school and saying, shut the F up. You're not doing this. You're not sending my kid out to get soaked to eat lunch. I mean, does anybody have the courage to, like, reset the machinery here? It's out of control. This is the wackiest thing I ever heard. So then they're going to get sick from something else, right? They're going to be sitting in the rain, which is going to depress their immune system, and they're going to catch some other cold. What? And these are the people in charge of the school system. But, look what they did here in L.A.
Yeah, the principal issued this weird statement. Some parents are very happy with our decision to have students eat outside, and others are concerned. Our campus is not ideal for eating outside due to the lack of a solid walkway cover. In cooperation with our district staff, we looked at all the alternatives. If during lunchtime we have a heavy downpour of rain, it'll be challenging to eat under the covered walkways.
There are no outbreaks in schools. There aren't any.
Did you see Barbara Ferrer and the LA County Health Department put out another sports warning? I mean, they're out of their minds. Well, during this time that the NBA season started, the NHL season, football is already here, and the baseball playoffs, people may be gathering to watch games, and they may spread the virus. It's like, oh, please.
Shut up. Is there any way to stop these people? Well, what's really sad is there's still a certain percentage of people who are listening to them, who are following them. That ought to be an all-out parent revolt. Up in Contra Costa County. They ought to say, stop. Yeah, stop it. They ought to be physically removed from the school, whoever invented this policy. Well, put in a car, in a back seat, in handcuffs and a straitjacket, and taken to a mental institution.
But take them away.
Take them away.
Right. We'll finish coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Repeating the top story of the afternoon, Brian Laundrie's dead. There.
Still dead.
We believe there could be a new mystery unfolding. Maybe they somehow fooled the FBI with fake body parts.
Fake DNA.
Fake DNA. That would be something. Let's deepen the mystery. Officials have adjusted the timeline. If you live in Carson, it's still going to stank into the weekend. They thought that the treatment that they were putting on the vegetation, something called a biodegradable neutralizer, was going to get rid of the stink. But apparently, it didn't work as fast as they thought. And now they think the smell will linger into the weekend.
They don't have enough. It says they have low supplies of the neutralizer. And
who orders that stuff?
And then the idiots sprayed it at high tide, so much of the neutralizer washed away into the ocean.
It's called Epoleon.
Can anybody do their job right? Is anybody in government at all? One guy?
But now we'll find a story that'll make you smile and did come from the government. Do you think that's possible?
Now, let me hear it first.
Well, the government of Syria announced today they executed 24 people for starting fires.
Who did?
Now, Syria.
Oh.
Syria.
Syria.
Middle East, Syria.
Yeah, you imagine.
You don't hear much about Syria. When you think about it. Damascus, historic city. Yes, they said today they executed 24 people after convicting them on terrorism charges for igniting last year's devastating wildfires. I guess they got hit pretty hard last year. Three people died in those fires. And thousands of acres of forests were burned in Syria. We don't know exactly how, although in Syria, officially people are hung.
Is that right?
That is usually their method, yes.
Hmm.
Wildfires broke out in several Middle Eastern countries in October of last year because there was a big heat wave. Syria was hit particularly hard. And I guess they decided that this is a lot of people. Started these fires. I don't know how many different fires there were, but 24 people executed.
Yeah, how many arsonists do we have here? We have a lot of arson fires here.
Yeah, we have those two educated people, right?
Yeah,
That woman and that guy we just found out about, that criminology professor.
I bet you if we imported a little Syrian justice, that number would go down real fast.
That's right. This is the country with that president Bashar Assad.
Yeah,
they wanted him out, didn't they? Yeah, that's right.
No, he's nasty.
He's a ruthless dictator.
Yeah, but I bet you this coming year, far fewer wildfires.
Well, that's not all they did. They also sentenced a number of other people to long prison terms, including some juveniles. They got 10 to 12 years.
Same thing?
Five juveniles.
For starting fires?
Same thing.
There you go.
Yes.
I bet you zero arson fires next year.
11 people got life in prison, and then five juveniles got 10 to 12 years.
Were the hangings public?
They were not, apparently. It doesn't say. It doesn't provide details or where or how they took place. But for civilians, the death penalty in Syria is usually carried out by hanging.
Mm-hmm.
And Syrian laws do allow death penalty offenses, including they considered this terrorism.
Yeah, they're right.
But it also includes espionage, treason, arson, and army desertion.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would just like to experiment with alternative forms of punishment. That's what all the woke people want to do, right? They want to have alternative forms of discipline and punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently at the height of the Syrian civil war, they were hanging mass executions. They were hanging people every day at one of the prisons.
They did that. They did that in Afghanistan too recently.
13,000 people executed in a 4-year period.
They had people hanging from cranes, and the bodies were up there for weeks in Kabul. And I'm thinking it's got to be a different experience going out for coffee in these countries.
Oh, and then you see hanging up in the town square.
That's right. They're hanging off of cranes. They're hanging off telephone poles. Hanging off overpasses. There's just. It's just a different atmosphere, a different vibe going on.
It's a more rudimentary historical life that they live in.
And
this is one of the times you would kind of appreciate it, though.
Well, I would like an experiment. I would think that if we did that here, we'd have far fewer wildfires started by arsonists next year.
The death penalty is not a deterrent.
Well, let's see.
Apparently it could be.
Let's work that out.
Yeah, We'll go with an experiment for a few years.
Social experiment, right? What do we have to lose? Some arsonists?
See if it has any effect on people's behavior.
Conway's here.
Hey now, you know it's funny you said that because about 3-4 months ago, they landed 2 F-18 Raptors in Burbank Airport, and it shook our house, right? I mean, but we both ran out to look at it and go, "Wow, look at that! That's unbelievable." But you hear that in Afghanistan, you're like, "Holy F! I gotta get away from that thing." You know, I mean, it's a whole different vibe out there.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff they have to put up with every day.
Oh, I know. It's the worst. It really, truly is. I mean,
the drone strikes.
Right. And then, you know, and what do we complain about? How long it takes to get into SoFi Stadium. You know, it's a little different. Different
whether
vibe.
Whether or not they made your burger right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. We got some more news that from out of In-N-Out, your favorite joint. I guess they... probably made it even more of a favorite place for you.
No, they're not going to be the vaccine police. We love
they're
it.
They're not going to do it. They're going to shut down before they do it. You know? They shut down that San Francisco restaurant.
Well, they're going to require that here in L.A. City, correct?
And they're going to shut them
they
all
are.
Down here, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just have food to go. Right?
Just to go is probably what they'll do.
But I think most people eat In-N-Out to go. You know? I don't remember last time.
I see people sitting in there. I do see people sitting in there when I drive through.
You can get through much quicker. When I've seen a long line, like a half hour line,
right.
I will run in there and I get it done in half the time.
Yeah, you can. I remember being at the one in Burbank and Washington State football team was in town and they stopped at the one in Burbank, right?
Yeah.
So there's 75 football players and like 18 coaches. And a football player doesn't order one hamburger, one fry, and a Coke.
No.
He has like 5 burgers, yeah, right? Wow. 5 double triples, right?
Yeah.
And I saw a guy come in with a suit on, and he looks at the line. It goes all the way out to the sidewalk and down the sidewalk, and he goes and gets in line, right? What a great commercial for a restaurant, right? And he didn't say screw it. He goes, good line. What the hell? There's probably about 300 burgers that can be made before mine.
Nothing to do.
Right. And then LAX is launching a pilot program for travelers to pre-schedule the TSA screening. All right, so you can get through pretty quick.
Pre-groping?
I guess, yeah. You can grope yourself at home.
Send in the video.
Right.
That's good.
And then the Super Bowl will bring up to $477 million the L.A. economy. Well, the Inglewood economy, but some of L.A., right?
It'll spill over, sure.
Yeah. But that'd be nice to see the Rams in the in the Super Bowl at SoFi. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. All right. That, and I got nothing after that.
Okay. Well, ding
that's
dong.
Enough.
All right,
ding
that's
dong.
A big show.
All right, ding dong, everybody.
There is
that.
No game going on. It's
no.
A big show.
And it's not tied up either. Nobody just hit a home run to tie it.
No one hit a home run to give the Dodgers a lead.
With a lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody just hit a home run to give the Dodgers a lead 3-2.
Yeah.
I like that.
But that young kid pitching for Atlanta went to Encino Little League.
Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And I think Harvard Westlake. He
yeah, right,
in high
exactly.
School. Yeah.
And when you have a local kid like that, he ordered 64 seats, you know, for his family and friends. How about that, Bill?
Wow.
Right? 64 seats.
It's Max Fried.
Ding dong.
Yeah. All right. Ding dong, everybody.
All right. We got Conway and then we got Mike Crozier with the news right now. KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.